Hezbollah and the resistance in Iran at the moment are having a really tough and hard discussion amongst themselves about it and about how the communications of Nasrallah were breached. Personally, I think it was probably a human source, but don't know for sure. I don't believe all this stuff about the technological miracle that achieved it, because it all came out of the blue at the last minute. They first sort of mooted it on Friday, and then suddenly they got the opportunity arose. Obviously, someone had told them he's on his way and it's to this very big meeting.
Technical
material won't give you that sort of information. A human source is necessary.
Alistair, could this have happened? The assassination of Nasrallah using a tremendous amount of force, several 2,000-pound bombs. Without 86. The knowledge, say again?
86 2,000-pound
bombs. Oh, good Lord. Could this have happened without the knowledge and consent of MI6 and CIA?
You know, you're asking the question that I think they've been deeply involved in the intelligence operation. There were two AWACS off Beirut at the time of the explosions with their transponders off. After a few minutes, they then put their transponders back on and flew off. I can't tell you what we know, that they're giving them intelligence support, just as in Ukraine. They give to the Ukrainians intelligence support. That's obvious. I'm sure this is closely coordinated between Israel and its allies.